I love it when you get a chance to tout the city that we love. But honestly, can't you do something about this weather?
Is there something going on that I don't know about?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. There's a certain, you gotta live the moment. See, there's a certain charm to this because when it passes, we're like, you know, we're gonna come out of hibernation. But I'm with you, man. Enough already.
Yeah, enough. It's got to be over. It's got to be over. You know what? Maybe call Skilling.
Thank God we're not Minnesota.
Yeah, where they got a foot. But maybe call Skilling and threaten him because we know that Tom controls the weather with his Tom Skilling weather machine.
He's got his little dial. Get your hand off that dial.
Right.
So right now.
All right, so tell people about the fact that we could be a two-front water city, a river city.
Yeah. Well, we've always had our front. Our front yard's our lake. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. I'm going to announce we're finishing, obviously, the bike and running path the whole distance and the flyover. That's all going to be ready by the end of this year. But we never really embraced the river as for obvious reasons. It was for industry. And I now said in 2011, let's make the river a park. And we have added, we've gotten about 5.5 miles of frontage now on the river, parkland, open access, and we're going to add double it. And we're going to be from boathouses for kayaking, canoeing, the river walk. We're going to extend the river walk from State Street east to the lake. It's going to be river walk east, and we're going to do a rebuild there, which I'll talk about. And then all the other parts of the city, one of the exciting parts in our neighborhoods is what I call 312 River Run. And that's in the Irving Park and Avondale neighborhood. It's going to have a running bike bridge from the east side of the river to the west side, and then we're going to fix up Horner and California Park, so we add an ice skating rink, fix up the tennis courts, two soccer pitches, fix the baseball, and it's going to be three parts, one bridge, 2 miles long, and you'll have the best of the 606 and the best of the Riverwalk all there. But throughout the neighborhoods and communities, we're building different parks and making public access to literally run, stroll, bike along the river, and have a waterfront on that's the spine of our neighborhoods in our city, that just like the lakefront, and really make the river the park that it was a vision. That's why it's part of the Building on Burnham plan that I outlined 2 years ago.
Mayor, I love how it's already been expanded from Columbus to About State right now with the new restaurants and the city winery, and that's wonderful. There's also talk about maybe putting gondolas in there, so a little bit of...
I'm going to look great in the outfit.
Not the gondolas in the water, but kind of like, in the air. So, you know, when you go to, Summerfest?
There are some people talking about that. We'll have a discussion of that, and that's another big idea. It has a... Certain people like it, other people don't like it, but that doesn't stop us from building another 5 miles of public access for canoeing, kayaking, enjoyment in the evenings with entertainment and drink. So that's a longer-term piece. I'm trying to talk about what we're going to do over the next 5 years, because the original Burnham plan talked about these two waterfronts as part of the city. We've never really exercised one, and in the last 5 years really have made it a integral part of the city. I mean, literally, we had the river was almost a separate entity from the city. We're now integrating it, consistent, I think, at least with the original plan by Burnham.
And again, State to the Lake, that's a big deal. That's a serious commitment.
Can I say, so the river walk cost us zero, and it's produced billions of dollars of investment, thousands of jobs, and we now have the resources. We're going to go back east, what I call Riverwalk East, and really make it, clean it up, make it a nicer part, and so you have the entire mile rather than just 6 blocks of Riverwalk. And then I can't stress enough the Paseo down in the Pilsen Little Village area, what we've done in other parts, the Burnley Stone Park all the way north. But everybody's coming back to the water, and we're going to go from one waterfront city to a waterfront city and make these integral to the vitality and economic growth of the city and the neighborhood growth, which is what I'm excited about.
And you're announcing all this where and when today?
11 o'clock at SF Tennis Facility in Washington Park on the south side. That's the first of 5 student sports centers. It's all part, we've added, we're up to about 1,900 acres of nature preserve in the city. and I set a goal of 2020. We'll have 2,020 acres, and we're well on our way. Five student sports centers like FS Tennis, where you'll have tennis, you'll have workout, you'll have nutrition, you'll have mentoring programs, homework help. So all in one place, helping our kids be what I call students and sports together.
Very cool.
We'll have five of those across the city.
Hey, I don't know if you remember this. Last time we were in, I was talking about, remember when the President Obama did the beer summit? Remember?
Yeah.
So,
you want one for Comey and Trump?
No. I was going to suggest you and McCarthy, but I still want to get you and the governor together.
I think you may need more than just beer. It may have to be hard liquor.
So, in other words, you're open to it.
I'll try to help him. The guy can't get out of his own way. So I'll try to help him.
And will there be any debates with you and McCarthy, or is it too early?
Listen, first and foremost, we have an election in November, and that's the most important election for the city. We need a governor who's a partner with the city, because we're the economic engine, not one who runs down the city and is trying to hurt the city. And that's if you're going to be mayor, you have to have a vision of the city. It's one of the things I'm trying to outline today. And more importantly, we need a governor who wants to partner with the city in growth and jobs. We're the vital center for the state. And we've had 4 years of somebody turning around us down. And so I'm very interested in that election. And then there'll be plenty of time to talk about and lay out the vision of the city.
All right. Time.
When that comes, that will come.
Time will tell and time will come. All we need...
I want you to know Amy's happy we're doing this on the telephone. Because she said she doesn't really believe that you're part of eating all the vegetables that I bring. They get soft when I leave.
He did, though. You ate those tomatoes.
You got something to prove to the missus. Oh.
Well, I can tell you now that I'm willing to do the standard weigh-ins in your yard that you suggested a long time ago.
We are so ready to help you. I think we should do a live podcast or show or a YouTube. And just a view coming, Amy walking you through the garden.
Oh, that'd be great.
In the front of the house on the news, why don't we show you the back of the house?
You know, it's funny, the idea that the mayor would ever let me on his property.
Right.
Mayor Emanuel, thank you. Congratulations on this. It's a great two waterfront announcement. It'll happen later today. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. That's Mayor Rahm Emanuel.